About 4 months ago, Courtney Sturgeon was driving in Indianapolis.
So I was coming back from a morning appointment that I was about a week early for.
So you weren't even supposed to be there?
I wasn't supposed to be there.
She saw a car on the side of the road and some people surrounding it. She asked if she could help.
And the guy said, "No, ma'am, it's an overdose, heroin, they're dead." And I kind of recall saying, "No, man, I've got Narcan." Which sounds silly, but I'm pretty certain that's what came out.
Narcan is a brand name naloxone spray. And Sturgeon works for Overdose Lifeline, a nonprofit that distributes naloxone and trains people how to use it. That's why she had it with her. She sprayed it up the driver's nose and waited for paramedics to show up.
And as they were walking towards us, the driver started slowly moving.
Both the driver and the passenger survived. The Surgeon General wants more people to carry naloxone so they can act before first responders arrive. That can include people who use drugs or their friends and family. But it can be hard to get. Naloxone is a prescription drug. Normally, a doctor or nurse would have to prescribe it. Justin Phillips says that can be a barrier.
That means I have to go to my doctor and say, "I have an opioid use disorder and I want to save my life." Not going to happen, right?
Phillips started Overdose Lifeline, and this issue is personal.
My 20-year-old son, Aaron, overdosed on heroin in October of 2013 and passed away. I didn't know there was such a drug as naloxone.
Phillips worked to get a law passed in 2015 called Aaron's Law. Now you can get a naloxone prescription if you know someone at risk of an overdose. And in 2016, Jerome Adams was Indiana's health commissioner. He signed an order that lets anyone walk into a participating pharmacy and buy naloxone. But Phillips says there are still problems.
I don't know that enough people are aware still to this day.
That can include pharmacists, she says.
And there's still going to be the barrier of going into the pharmacy and having to acknowledge.
The stigma.
Exactly.
A lot of people just don't want to admit they use drugs or know someone who does. And they might be shocked by naloxone's price.
And I was just wondering if you guys carry it, and if so, like how much it costs.
We do carry it.
$95 for two doses of Narcan at a drugstore in Indianapolis. Across the street, $80 for the generic.
People that are users are scraping together just enough money to buy drugs. I mean, they're not preparing to buy naloxone with that money, right?
Brad Ray is a researcher at Indiana University's School of Public and Environmental Affairs. He says this is where third-party distributors can come in. Indiana has used federal and state funds to purchase naloxone, but county health departments distribute those free doses. Most go to first responders. Nearly half of Indiana's counties don't participate. The ones that do, Ray says, have to work hard to get naloxone to the right people.
Some counties have really incredible community outreach teams. Like when that started a syringe exchange, they had within a couple of years, they had hundreds of clients.
But Indiana currently only has 8 syringe exchanges. Corey Davis is an attorney with the National Health Law Program, a D.C. organization that advocates for the underserved. He says the federal government could help eliminate some of these barriers by making naloxone over-the-counter.
The FDA commissioner has the authority to move a medication over-the-counter if it's not in the public interest for it to be a prescription.
That would make naloxone easier to get, he says, and could even drive the price down.
It could happen quickly, and they're not even considering that. It's frustrating.
Meanwhile, 16 U.S. senators have called on Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to negotiate lower prices with naloxone manufacturers. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.